Next, we're going to hear from a brother who is well known in the Washington, D.C. area and in many other parts of the country. He is the resident imam of one of the masjids in the hood in Southeast Washington, Masjid al-Islam. Without any further ado, Imam Abdul Alim Musa. Takbir!
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjidi al-haram ila al-masjidi al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina innahu huwa as-sami'ul basir. Glory to Allah who did send his servant for a night journey from the sacred masjid to the furthest masjid, whose precincts we did bless, in order that we might show him some of our signs. For he is one who heareth and knoweth all things. When we read this ayat, we realize one thing, that Masjid al-Aqsa, although I may be, as the brother said, from the African-American community or any other community, but when we read this ayat, it lets us know that Masjid al-Aqsa, Jerusalem, Al-Quds, is not only an Islamic issue, but it is a human issue. It is an issue that transposes or goes beyond race or color, and it is related to Al-Ul al-Qiblatain, the first. Remember, Masjid al-Aqsa is the first of the two Qiblas. We prayed toward Al-Quds before we prayed toward Mecca. So it is our duty, it is our responsibility, it is our hope, and it is our dream that one day it will be liberated. But one thing we got to remember, and I won't be long, that there are three enemies in the world that we as Muslims have to deal with. We call it the triangle of terror. It is the three monsters. It is the Americans, it is the Israelis, and it is Saudi Arabia. And when you relate them to their division of work and responses, when anyone needs to be invaded in the world, it is the American military that invades us in Iraq, it invades us in Afghanistan, and it sends missiles and bombs to anywhere we are, no matter what happens. So it is the American military that is the first in the triangle of terror. Then after that, right, we go down to the Israelis. When we deal with the Israelis, we're dealing with the media, we're dealing with books, we're dealing with literature, we're dealing with radio, we're dealing with television, we're dealing with every institution that justifies, that it allows the slaughter, the killing, the mass murder of Muslims. It allows drone killing, it allows any other type of destruction, sanctions and boycotts. It justifies all that. It is a Zionist. And anytime there's an internal need to subvert the Muslims, who do they bring in? Is that right? Whether it's Al-Qaeda, whether it's the Taliban, whether it's any of them bombs, isn't that right? They are on the way to do what? To kill Muslims, to destroy Islam, isn't that right? And if they get power anywhere, they institute a type of Islam that nobody can recognize as Islam. So, I want you to remember, when you go through your life, when you're doing everything, remember, the triangle of terror is three main faces. The American military, and if you are dying to be an American citizen, and you are waiting to pledge allegiance to the flag, remember, you are pledging allegiance to the greatest mass murderer in history. Nobody has ever destroyed tons of tribes and languages and cultures like the United States have. Is that right? It slaughtered 6 million buffalo, slaughtered millions of Indians that lived here. Is that right?
Right.
And then it stole El Mexico del Norte, California, Arizona, Texas, New Mexico, Colorado. 1/4 of the United States has stole it from Mexico, drew a line and told those people that you are now an illegal alien in the country that I stole from your grandparents. That is the America that you love. So in your heart, if you love America, you love lying, you love rape, you love murder, you love killing. Isn't that right? And then the Zionist diabolical, sinister Israelis. Nobody in history, they cry about some Holocaust. We had 5 in 10 people get killed. They are right now and have been killing Palestinians. They have the biggest open air prison in the world, isn't that right? Nobody says nothing to the Israelis. It's all right. Whatever they do to me, whatever they do to you, it is okay. Why? Because they justified in the media. They justified in the Congress. They justified in every institution here in America and all over the world. And all your money that you need to feed your own children gains wings. Those eagles, they're not dead. They gain life and they fly by night over to the Zionist treasury. Isn't that right?
Right.
All of your hard-earned money. They flap wings. They gain flight power. They buy guns. They buy institutions and systems of murder and destruction. And we don't say nothing about it. Then, our dear Saudis, in trouble, any problem you find amongst the Muslims, right? Any group that comes and helps America, anybody that kills innocent people or blows up innocent Muslims, Shias in Afghanistan, Shias in Pakistan, other people fighting for their liberation, right? Sunnis are Shia. Who comes to kill them on behalf of America and Israel? It is Saudi Arabia. I want to close with this. The triangle of terror is the Americans. Remember that. Been a terrorist now for hundreds of years. The Israelis and our loving friend, the Saudis. The greatest stooge. There's never been a stooge would cut its own throat on behalf of its master. But Saudi Arabia will. Thank you very much, brothers and sisters. Keep up the work. Magbag America. Death to America. Magbag Israel. Huh? Y'all forgot how to say that. Magbag Israel, you know. And Magbag Saudi Arabia.